It's Thursday, and that means it's time for the ETF of the week.
Hey, how about you and the ball guy having a blast with me?
That's right. Have a blast here every Thursday with Tom Lydon of ETF Trends. No more pulling your hair out to figure out what the best ETF is. Tom Lydon of ETF Trends joins us here on Money Life every Thursday to give us his pick of an ETF to watch or to watch out for.
I'm not only the heckler president, I'm also a client.
When it comes to picking ETFs and things get hairy, we bring in Tom Lydon to smooth it all over.
But things never get hairy around Tom Lydon. He's just the coolest cat in the building, and he is always calm no matter the market conditions because he is looking for trends. That's what he does. He is the president of Global Trend Asset Management, and he is the guy behind ETF Trends. If you're not familiar with it, it's ETFTrends.com. You can follow the firm on Twitter at ETF Trends. You can follow Tom on Twitter at Tom Lydon. Or you can follow him here on Money Life because he's here every Thursday with the ETF of the week. Tom Lydon, welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks, Chuck.
Tom joins us on the Hightower Hotline. Hightower knows that most investors wonder how their interests stack up against the priorities at traditional firms. Hightower sets its priorities differently, in line with investor interests. To learn how it works, go to HightowerAdvisors.com. Hightower is an SEC-registered investment advisor. All right, Tom, are you ready?
I am, and the ETF of the week is the Market Vectors Emerging Markets High Yield Bond ETF, ticker symbol HYEM.
The Market Vectors Emerging Markets High Yield Bond ETF, the ticker symbol HYEM. Okay, well, you know, obviously, Treasury yields have drop to where nobody necessarily wants them. But there are plenty of folks who would say high yield means junk and have the low treasury yields pushed you all the way to the junk end of the scale, Tom?
And on top of that, we're talking emerging markets, Chuck. So there are many people that would look at this and say, geez, this is not only jumping into the fire, but this is jumping into the fire with a can of gasoline on your back.
There you go.
Why would you look at something like this and how risky can you get? On the other hand, let's break it down. First and foremost, emerging markets don't necessarily carry the risk that they had 10 years ago. There are many emerging market countries that are doing very well financially, thank you. Their balance sheets are in much better shape than many developed countries. Not only that, there are many companies in these emerging market countries who have adopted our accounting principles and are enjoying not only growth, but are enjoying the ability to finance their debt through global markets. So here, in a situation where not only emerging market sovereign debt ETFs and sovereign debt is offering generous yields, but also corporations within those countries are now adapting accounting principles, offering generous yields, and through ETFs like this, you can get diversification and enhance the yield that you're getting in your fixed income portfolio.
You're talking about enhancing a yield. How much? You're taking risk. You're going up the risk scale. What kind of return expectation should you have as you make that change?
Well, for comparative purposes right now, the 30-day SEC yield on this ETF is just a hair under 7.5%. Incredible. And since this ETF came out in mid-May, it's actually up almost 5% in appreciation on top of that yield. Now, listen, you and I both know what goes up can go down, and chasing yield is not a good strategy for the average investor, especially if it's with your safe money. However, a couple things are going on. As you mentioned, treasuries are offering dismal yields right now, number one. Many people have gone to corporate bonds and high-yield bonds here in the U.S., and frankly, through all the money that's gone there, they've actually forced those yields down a bit. During that same period of time, sovereign debt and emerging market high yield has actually maintained their yield levels. So that's been somewhat positive. And another thing, which before we get too far into this discussion, that I need to point out, there are only two ETFs that represent the emerging market high yield bond area. Both are extremely new, and both are very small in assets. So we have to be sure to remind investors that if you're thinking about this, make sure you look at how much assets are in there, and also look at the bid and the ask spread, because it tends to be, especially in foreign markets, that the bid and the ask spread might be wider. So if you do happen to put a small amount in, that you set specific limit orders if you were to purchase this.
Well, and that's an important factor to note. Again, the ETF of the week, the Market Vectors Emerging Markets High Yield Bond ETF, HYEM. You mentioned that there are two in the sector. I've got to ask, because my audience will, what's the other one and why didn't you pick that one?
Sure. The other one is the iShares Emerging Market High Yield Bond ETF, ticker symbol EMHY. What happens is the Market Vectors is actually a little bit more diversified and actually has less sovereign debt allocation than the iShares ETF. Expense ratios, the Market Vectors is actually less with 40 basis points versus 65 basis points. And as I mentioned, the yield is greater at about 7.5% versus 6.1%.
Well, I knew there would be reasons, Tom. I just needed to make sure that we heard them. That was the whole point. Okay, we're almost out of time here. But if somebody's going to look at this, and we talk about trying to make a play in this direction, how much of a portfolio can they, should they allow this to be, because they are going up the risk scale, and how long should they expect to make this play?
All right. So I'd put it this way. I think for most investors, for their fixed income allocation, they've done a couple things lately. They've shifted some of the money out of treasuries and maybe municipals into corporate debt. And they've probably moved from high quality and some into high yield. Consider 20% of your high yield allocation to go to emerging market. And I think that that's not risky as you're looking at your overall allocation. If you have an appetite for greater yield, the high yield market domestically will serve you very well as default rates have come down dramatically, but also yields have gone down. Here's a way to get an enhanced yield, but also global diversification.
So there you have it. It is the ETF of the week, the Market Vectors Emerging Markets High Yield Bond ETF, ticker symbol HYEM. If you want more information on this or any of the ETFs that Tom talks about, check out ETF Trends. And don't forget to follow Tom on Twitter, at Tom Lydon, or his firm, at ETF Trends. Tom, it's always great to chat with you. We'll look forward to doing it again next week.
Thanks, Chuck.
There is a lot more of Money Life yet to lead. Up next, it's the big interview. So stick around. Money Life will be right back.